Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Let's get started. Welcome to the WordPress Help Desk. Hi, my name is Ken Freeman, and here's what I have for you in today's show. Every week, we bring you three parts, page one, page two, and page three. Page one is the latest WordPress news, page two is our WordPress focus, and page three is my favorite part, and that's where we take your calls, take your questions, and we try to answer anything you have about WordPress. Today's show, of course, is sponsored by our primary websites that we want you to go to. Number one, site-keeper.com, because this is where we offer WordPress managed support. WPSiteMakers.com, where you can get great, engaging, award-winning website design. And of course, you can get your questions answered and asked over at WordPressHelpDesk.org. And we would love for you to also know about our special high-speed, lightning-fast WordPress-optimized hosting at hosting-master.com. If you have any questions, visit our sponsors. Let them know that you heard about them on Blog Talk Radio. And by the way, won't you subscribe while you're here? Tell your friends about WordPress Help Desk. And now let's get started on page one. This is Ken Freeman, and this is my WordPress Help Desk podcast for April 4th, 2015. In the news this week, Yahoo announces the discontinuation of support for the WP Smushit. If you are one of the 300,000 plus users, this is going to impact you. So it's an urgent notice for the WP Smushit, with Yahoo appearing to be either discontinuing or not supporting their free Smushit service. WPMU Dev is looking into how they can provide a free service so that you can replace it, but it's going to take some time, and so they are offering in the interim a very temporary 90% discount on any new WPMU Dev membership to the WP Smushit. If you use WP Smushit, then update your plugin, and when you see the notice, click to get that temporary discount. Now, this week's upgraded plugins included WP Smushit, and WP SEO updated twice in the past 2 weeks, WP Statistics and Paid Membership Pro and several others. It was a fairly light week for updates compared to some of the other weeks we've seen, but I think as WordPress prepares for their next upgrade, you're going to see another flurry of updates with your plugins. Now, let's take a look at the latest plugin vulnerabilities. This past week, we saw Photo Gallery with cross-site scripting, Ajax Search Pro with an authenticated RCE, Ajax Search Lite with, again, an authenticated RCE. All-in-One WP Migration has an unauthenticated database export. Google Analytics by Yoast has a stored cross-site scripting XSS problem. And LiveForms Visual Form Builder has a blind SQL injection problem. And then Easy Coming Soon has a persistent cross-site scripting XSS. And then as we look at the themes, some of the critical theme vulnerabilities this past week has been WooThemes Daily Edition, Fraction Theme, WooThemes Daily Edition, WooThemes Daily Edition 1.62, Custom Community Theme 2.0, Digenitus 1.19, and Yaaberni 1.07. So if you're using any of these themes, I suggest that you go back to the theme provider, make sure you get the latest update, go to their support area, and find out what you can do to clean up that theme or change themes, okay? Well, I mentioned last week that SEO by Yoast had a weak feature making it prone to hacking in version 1.7.3.3. Thus, if you use SEO by Yoast, as most of us with WordPress do, upgrade it to make sure that you have the latest version. Last Thursday, Yoast patched a cross-site scripting vulnerability in its Google Analytics WordPress plugin that was ripe for remote code execution. And this plugin has been downloaded 6.8 million times, according to the stats on the Yoast website. Yoast said there have been no public exploits, and the plugin monitors website traffic, providing site administrators with page view numbers and trending data. But the vulnerability was disclosed on Wednesday by Yoast, and a patch was turned around the same day. So stay informed about WordPress vulnerabilities and threats over at https://threatpost.com. Now, thinking about the safety of your website, the recent Pwn to Own PWN2OWN competition in Vancouver resulted in all four major browsers being hacked. Two researchers on Thursday took down the four major browsers: Microsoft Internet Explorer, Mozilla Firefox, Google Chrome, and Apple Safari, as the Pwn to Own, the annual hacking contest that runs in tandem with CanSec West, wound down in Vancouver. The story of the day was Korean Jung Hoon Lee, who worked alone under the name of Lockit Hard and earned the single highest payout for the exploit in the competition's history. He won a staggering $110,000 in just 2 minutes. Using 2,000 lines of code, Lee was able to take down both stable and beta versions of Chrome by exploiting a buffer overflow race condition in the browser. He then used an info leak and race condition in two Windows kernel drivers to secure system access. The standalone Chrome bug fetched Lee $75,000, while the privilege escalation bug scored him another $25,000. To finish off Google's Project Zero, as it usually does when Chrome is hacked at the event, paid Lee an extra $10,000. After the competition, Lee, who went on to own two other browsers yesterday, told HP security research Dustin Childs that the Chrome exploit was the toughest to pull off. He told Childs via translator that not only was it his first time writing native client code, but it was his first time dealing with a kernel exploit. You can read all about this at threatpost.com/all-major-browsers-fall-at-pwn2own-day2/111731. And that wraps up our news this week here at My WordPress News. So let's turn to page two. In today's WordPress Focus, I want to review the new Theme Forest Story theme, which costs $58, and it's a great full-width responsive, and it's a crazy theme, but it's a great theme if you want to work with it for your site. I have used it on several of my sites, and frankly, I'm very pleased with it. First, when I installed it, I loaded their sample content so I could basically learn the theme, find out how it's built and what they offer, what features. And this allowed me to see the powerful features that were wrapped up in this theme. You can get this theme over at themeforest.net/item/story-creative-responsive-multipurpose-theme/782-4993. And it's called Story. If you go to just themeforest.net, look for the theme Story. Now, as we think about Story, I want to talk about some of the features that we found inside this powerful theme. Number one, it is a sharp and a very modern, clean site. It starts with a full screen slider where you can tell your story on a full canvas. You can customize the layouts, content positions, background images and colors, calls to actions, text colors, text styles, and fonts. In addition, you have the advanced photo gallery where you have several different item types: Ajax, powered, masonry layouts, multiple columns, partial loading, category filter, pagination, and unlimited gallery pages. So if you're building a gallery site, this is one you really want to try to grab hold of because it makes doing your galleries simple. Of course, if you're doing e-commerce, it's WooCommerce ready. It comes with a complete Ajax shopping cart ready, built in, ready to use if you need that feature. Now, you can use custom headers and background sections that are complete with Parallax animations in content background sections. And you can run Parallax fixed, you can run Parallax enabled, you can run Parallax static. In other words, you can control the Parallax feature. And you can have unlimited skins. You can change all of the main theme colors, such as the header, main content sidebar, and footer background and text colors, right in your main administrative control. Now, built in deeper into Story is the fact that it offers responsive Parallax Retina-ready images. And this makes all of your images look very great on any Retina-ready device that is watching your website. Now, how do you set it up? It's very simple. You have a one-click install. And because it is set up with some demo content, you can choose the style that you are wanting to build, whether it is a basic website, whether it is a health and lifestyle, a photography, a food restaurant, a creative service. In other words, you pick the theme that you want. Now, it will load all that dummy content so you can look at it and build your site to kind of follow that theme. Or, like me, you can start with a minimalistic main install and then just go to their documentation and you can see how to write all the short code to bring in each of their features. And I like that better than having a drag and drop where I can't control or customize anything other than move that drag and drop in place. This allows me to make any page contain any element of this story theme. If I want to have a different kind of parallax at the top and a different down at the bottom, if I want to have one right after the other, in other words, it's my choice. And I think as a developer, I like that better than being locked into a drag and drop. There's a lot of people using Divi, and I think it's a great theme, but I just think for my clients, I want to be able to customize the site to the max and make it unique to my client. And so I really like what I see here in Story. Now, you can easily style with their theme customizer. You can, again, really do great extensive galleries throughout your page, and you can use custom header customizations and easy content creation. There, you have full control over your typography and font management, and you have already built into this the ability to add Google Fonts. So if you're a fan of Google Fonts and you want to use your favorite Google font, there's a place right there in the admin to add your Google font. You don't have to even go out to Google to get it. You just say, I want Railway, I want Open Sans, or I want Roberta, or whatever it may be. And bingo, it's in your style sheet. Now, you get an intuitive and robust admin panel that comes with all of the main features, and of course, this is all set up so that you can just go in and make changes to your general settings, header settings, footer settings, page or post settings, and so forth. But the other thing I like about this theme that I think sets it apart from some I've used is that it has an extensive documentation. It takes you through installing, customizing, setting up the options pages, learning how to turn on each of the features, and it's great. Their documentation, I go back to it repeatedly, and anytime I have a question, I find the answer. They allow you to set up multiple blog layouts and options, and this is great because if you want to have one blog looking one way and another blog looking another, you could do that within Story. They offer these custom background sections where you can get a custom background predefined style or create your own custom background, and the Parallax effects can work with images, it can work with video, and it can work with colors. This theme comes with either standard menu support or mega menu support. So if you are familiar with mega menu, you could run a mega menu or you could run a regular menu. It's your choice. I mentioned that it's responsive and it's Retina ready, and this means it's going to look good no matter what device looks at it. And it comes with the Woo support that we've talked about. It also includes social sharing. You would expect that, and of course they do. And they come with buttons ready for Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Google+, and you can add others as you wish. Now, when you think about updating, what is great about this theme is that they provide automatic updating of the theme, but it is a completely child theme-based site, so you never have to worry about losing your customizations. Their unique full-screen sliders are great looking, and they're a great way for presenting your content in a creative way. And I just say, as you look at this theme, you're going to find that it's so easy to use. And the fact that it is built with SEO in mind, to keep SEO's best practices, even though you're using this parallax type, endless scrolling type site. And the fact that you're building the site with other pages and you're building it with other content, all linked from that front parallax based site, you have the advantages of keeping your SEO solid. Now, when you start looking at this theme, I say look at the reviews. You know, if you see that the people that are reviewing this theme are all giving it a 5-star rating and no one's complaining about it, it's just 5 stars after 5 stars after 5 stars, then I think you will, like me, say that this is one of the best little themes to come along in a long time. And it's a theme that is sharp, it's modern, it's a clean WordPress theme. The theme is very flexible and it comes with awesome features like full screen slider and the custom headers and custom backgrounds, and it makes it perfect for showcasing or selling your work or products. The Story WordPress theme is called multi-purpose theme because it can be used for any type of website, such as creative, a portfolio, a photography, a products, corporate, or business or medical site. And with the combination of the responsive design and parallax animations, this theme will provide optimal viewing experience and make your website look great across the wide range of devices and screen sizes. The theme comes with extensive admin panel packed with various options, and you can easily make modifications, change the styles, colors, fonts, layouts, and all the aspects of this theme. So I would just say that if you're looking for a good, rock-solid, workable theme, go over to themeforest.net and look for Story, the creative, responsive, multi-purpose theme, and I think it will do you a world of good. Now, this, as we take a look at this, let me just say that it is a theme that I won't use on every site, but it is a theme that I have used on several of our sites. So if you would like to see examples of Story in use, go over to lastharvest.org. Take a look at the site. There we needed to showcase our 4 missions, and rather than just have 4 buttons across the top that talked about our 4 missions, we put everything on that front page as a parallax, endlessly scrolling thing to take you one by one through our 4 main missions. But we support it with the internal pages. We kept all of our pages. We still tell you about each of those services independently. We still have our blog. We still have everything that we had in the old site. But now the responsive view of this site looks even better than it did before. And so we've been real pleased with it on Last Harvest Fellowship. I turned it over and did the same thing for our site at lastharvestfellowship.com. Now, there I only used a responsive feature on that page, but I liked it because it gave me a better responsive site than we had had with the previous theme. And I like the fonts, I like the style, and I've been real pleased with the transition. It took me less than 1 day of just tweaking on lastharvest.org to completely change it over from the previous responses theme to this theme, and it we didn't lose a beat of traffic. We literally built it in behind the scenes and then turned on the index, and boom, it was ready to roll. And I'm real pleased with Story. I hope you will be. Now, this kind of concludes our focus on WordPress. It's time now to move into our Q&A. And remember, if you have a question that you would like to ask us here at my WordPress Help Desk, then just Ask your question by sending me email to support@awebstore.com or text us at 903-926-2607. That's support@awebstore or text us at 903-926-2607. Let's get started with page 3. Welcome to my WordPress questions and answers. If you want to ask a question during this section, send me an email at support@awebstore.com or text me at 903-926-2607. In our first question, Valley asked this question. I have a client who is loving a parallax looking theme, even though I keep warning her about the SEO limitations of it. Do you have experience getting a parallax WP site to work with SEO without losing the scrolling element on it? Well, let's take a look at what's inside these issues surrounding the use of parallax websites. First, I see some people trying to make an entire website out of one page, using the endless parallax scrolling effect. And sure, if you want to do that, you're going to see a drop in SEO. But here's how I use it, because I don't want to see the drop in SEO. Like I mentioned on Last Harvest, the front page scrolls through our four key missions and leads you to a call to action. Every element on that front page leads to the detail page associated with the front page teaser statements, so that we have that extra page back there in the background. As you work with any parallax theme, whether Divi or Story or any other parallax type theme, it is important to properly append all images with the alt keyword to ensure that your content follows solid SEO structure, such as the keyword in the title, in the first sentence of the first paragraph, and restated within the body. And you always want to use external links to your associated sites that may be linked back to this site, or internal links to your own inside pages. Now, I find that if I do the writing of the page correctly, I can bring Yoast to stay green and my site stays well indexed with Google. In fact, we just checked, and because of the way it was written, we found that on Last Harvest, our index has changed, and it has actually given more detail to our four main missions than the previous site that only told about the name Last Harvest. So I'm real pleased with that. And there's another caveat, and that is that as we went to this new Parallax version, we have found that we have increased our traffic to Last Harvest almost eightfold. In other words, where we were running X number per day, we're now running XX number per day, and it is, I think, a good thing. Now, let me again say that having one-page Parallax website content limits the search engine optimization of the website. And while having such content might be right for your audience, it allows spiders to only search that one page. And of course, there's some other factors that come into play when you think about going to Parallax, and that is link building, page load speed, optimized source code, mobile friendliness, and the easy UI for the people. And remember that the spider only crawls one page of content. But if, as I've said, if you build your site with more content that is relevant to your target audience, the higher the website will reach an organic side of search. More possibilities of links pointing to multiple pages, more data, more content for the search engines to crawl, and so forth. And my recommendation is to simply program the theme that has parallax scrolling, but do it with multiple pages on the website, not just one page. And of course, you can optimize that one page is best, but having more pages and more content will certainly increase your chances of relevant content for searchers. Now, Bonnie asks, I have a medical client that wants me to build a form that would capture their patient history. She says, I've told them that this requires HIPAA, but they insist on having the form on their site and they don't want to use SSL. What should I do? Well, Bonnie, thanks for asking. Having done many medical sites, my recommendation is if you don't feel safe in doing that and they're wanting you to do something that is not HIPAA compliant, turn it down. Go somewhere else. Go to a different client. But if you're going to want to keep that client and you want to keep them happy, here's the way to do that and remain HIPAA approved. Use an external HIPAA safe approved medical form provider. The link on your website simply opens a completely new window to their completely encrypted HIPAA-ready patient form. And all of the patient forms are things that are behind all of the practice, you know, best practices for HIPAA, and it makes it easy. And usually you don't have to pay very much as a medical practice to have that external form. Now, I think a far better way is to use Practice Fusion for their complete digital EHR. This full EHR solution is 100% HIPAA compliant, includes patient forms, and automatically feeds all of this data right into your practice EHR, allowing the back office to see who has loaded anything up. As the doctor provides an x-ray, you can share it from A to B. In other words, everything is accessible, and now the practice website can use access to their Practice Fusion forms and pages, and it will all be HIPAA compliant. This is great for the patient because now they can use their smartphone or their tablet to input their own info and access their records. For more information about that, you should visit practicefusion.com. They are one of the top-ranked EHRs and will have you charting in minutes. There's no software to install, no hardware to manage, and no licensing fees. And they work with a number of provider sources for your prescriptions and your x-rays and so forth. So check out Practice Fusion for your clients, and I think you'll be happy. Now, Jenny asks, can you help me find a WP plugin that will handle people becoming a member for the sports site and allow them to log in and see their stuff? Well, I think what I would recommend is BuddyPress.org, and I would customize it for the functions you're looking for. BuddyPress is pretty heavy as a plugin, but it may be that you can use that or just use it for one function, or you could use a member or MemberPress. Both are great for doing full membership type sites. Now, another way is simply to hide content in a standard WordPress with paid membership pro, where they have to join as a member and log in to be able to access that code. Well, this brings us to the close for our answers and questions, and this is a wrap of this podcast. Subscribe while you're here and join me next week for another My WordPress Help Desk podcast. Bookmark our site, mywphelpdesk.com, and remember, all of our shows are archived right here on Blog Talk Radio and on our website. Remember our sponsors, hosting-master.com and wp-sitemakers.com. Tell them that you heard about them on My WordPress Help Desk podcast right here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, have a great weekend. I'll see you again next week at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to My WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.